Welcome to the Senior Hockey Top 10 Show. The Monday Nooner guys are here with you, brought to you by our title sponsor, as always, Rosetown, Mainline GM and Chrysler, the GM Roast GM store in Kindersley. Southie, the new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Mainline store there, and Manitou Mainline in Watrous. They have all your Jeep, Ram, Chrysler needs. Big deals going on, Shane. I know you were mentioning it last show when I was in and out of consciousness in a parking lot in Fort Qu'Appelle. But we actually had some people message us. Did I hear you correct? Is it 0% financing?
0%. Why wouldn't you go down and spend no money on financing, right? That's a heck of a deal right now, especially with the industry. Me and Boz were talking about last show. Like, you know, some guys are paying, I've heard 8, 9, 10, over 10 sometimes. That's the financing rate people are getting. So 0% up to $16,000 off Dodge Ram right now as well. So big deals to be had. If you need a new truck, new Jeep, or a new wagon here, we'll see the fellas at Mainline.
That's right. All the Mainline stores, we went through them. Lots of used on the GM side too. Certified used there. The top 10 show, when it gets to the top 10, it's brought to you by General Well Servicing, always hiring on the oil rigs now that this weather's finally going to break in southeastern Saskatchewan. General Well Servicing, some big money. We're going to get to them a little bit more during the top 10. So joining us this week, Brandon, young Brandon is out down in the desert of Nevada.
Sowing his oats.
Yes, he's down there. I think it was a work trip. Is allegedly
in quotation marks work trip
alleged work alleged trip work so trip. We went into the bullpen and picked up senior hockey veteran. He's been on the program before, Josh Miller. Millsy, thanks for taking some time, bud.
Thanks for the offer, Barn.
So let's get right to this. You played senior hockey last week on, was it Friday? Give us the story here. How did this all come about? You laced it up again with Grenfell.
We thought Terry Ryan was a story. This is the real story, folks, right here, right now.
Thanks, Barn. I got a text from the Spitz GM, well-known Dale Hardy, on Monday. And I did thank him that he sent the actual text on Monday. So I had a week to get in shape and prepare.
What does that look like getting in shape in a week?
What's prep look like for that?
Prep was trying to find every rec team that I knew to try for a skate on Tuesday or Wednesday. And just
chicken and salad.
Yeah, chicken salad and not so many G-dubs.
So then how does the week go? Did you pick up a few skates? Were they fast skates? Were they slow skates?
I found a good one on Wednesday night in the Adult Safe League through a buddy, and was glad I got out to touch the puck a few times, do a few twirls, and get ready for Friday night in Saudi with the Spitz. And as I'm driving to the game, I get a text from Dale that says, we've got 3 D-men, but only 1 actual D-man. So 2 forwards had to go back. And I was just, thank God when I got in the dress, that was not me that he was picking. And we played and up 4-0 after 2 periods and blew a 4-0 lead to lose 6-5. Ooh. Felt okay, I guess. Just the old boots a little slower than they used to be. And I didn't have good boots to begin with. So
now, During the in shape games during the week, the rec games, like buzzer blows going into the second period, say all the guys leaning on the boards taking a drink. Are you like, sorry, I gotta do a few lines here, right? Back and forths. Did you do a few of them just to get the wind up?
I did not. I just made sure that I took the first time out to make sure I was the first guy on the ice every time when somebody come off, whether it was the right winger, left winger, centerman. It didn't matter. I was the first guy going out.
You were buzzing.
So did it start okay, and then as the game went on, like the lungs started getting heavier, did you start feeling better as the game went on?
So a little bit of both, actually. The lungs felt okay. It was my legs. It was the legs. The legs were burning. Again, big ice surface in Saudi, so a lot more chasing than a little barn, say, in Rolo. But, a good deal. I was really glad I got to do it. I thank Dale and the organization for the opportunity, and just wish we could have pulled out a win.
That is so cool. How old are you?
47.
Okay.
48 in May.
Not bad. You got a couple more years. Dale's gonna Dale will hang on to your number. That's really cool. Good job, my man. And you lived to tell the tale.
I did. That's what my brother kept saying I'm going out. Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting into it this weekend. So this is dropping hopefully on Friday. I got to figure out how to do all this. It's been a while. Dropping this on Friday, but provincials, fellas, starting already. And we got the big clash. I really wanted to go watch this game, but it's not going to work in the old schedule. Balcarres and Moosomin, they fire tomorrow, Saturday, in Moosomin. I'm surprised that they're going so soon. Obviously, scheduling and reffing and all that.
Yeah, I can't believe that they got going that quickly. Obviously, it was in the works. And you know, Gubba's on top of everything out there in Balcarres, so he'd have been pushing for that to get going. Maybe his boys are all around before they take off on road trips.
They're all healthy, ready to go.
Yeah. And then, you know what? It's funny, though. Maybe Musiman's on the other side of the line with the same thing going, oh, yeah. We are stacked on the 20th. But you know what? When we look at the schedule for the Big Six Hockey League, the problem is Moosomin, they take on Redvers Friday night. We're going to get to this in the top 10. That's the two top teams in the Big Six going at it. So will Moosomin rest some guys?
I was going to say, what's more important?
A Redvers regular season, you know, win or rest? Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. What else do you guys hear about provincials?
I just know from around the rink there on Friday night in Southie Barn that the Southie boys, who I was a little surprised didn't go provincials, I've seen a few of their top guys spread out amongst teams around going different divisions. So I found out a few of those guys that Rhett Sandercock and Drew Wild went to Crake. So from the big ice surface in Southie to the little bowl in Crake. A little interested in that. That Legion, Jared Legion went to Wynyard to join Hobbs and the Jordan boys. Gubba picked up Pat Thompson Gale along with Devin Harrison to go with Balcarres. And I thought I heard Tanner Exner from Strasbourg, who's actually playing in Sully this year, ended up in Milestone.
Ah, look at you, boots on the ground in Sully, getting us a lot of info. I think we all saw there, because Linford's quick on the Twitter machine. Raymore Wynyard, they're starting January 29th. First game's going to be in Raymore. Then Wynyard will have the next two if it goes three. And then the Milestone Round Mound of Sound Lake Bears, that one starts February 3rd in Milestone. So those are the matchups. Did you got bigger too? You heard Millsy?
I did. I seen it on social media and I just can't find it and see where I seen it. It was upcoming right away though too. They announced their roster and bigger roster and series, but I can't seem to find it where I found that.
We'll be keeping track. Follow us on the Twitter machine or wherever. We're going to keep as up to date as we can for all the senior hockey fans out there. The Monday Nooner, we try and do our best. Last week, where do we want to start? Do we want to get right to the big news and this team from the Sask Valley, Central Butte? Shane, you're getting text messages and notes, and Josh, you're hearing about it. We're hearing about it on the Nooner. Central Butte. So how does this go? They upset Davidson like 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. Yeah, two Sundays ago, they upset Davidson in overtime. And then I believe it was two road games. I could be wrong, though. Upset Kyle and Keniston this past weekend.
That game, yeah, Central Butte, that was at home that they dumped Kyle.
Okay. Yeah.
And then where was the other one? Yeah, so then
Keniston.
Keniston, that was in Central Butte as well. So a couple of big home wins for the boys from the Houseman and Wilm territory in Central Butte. So then Central Butte's riding high. They're tweeting us. Guys are messaging us. Things are good. It's really good. The young fellas out in Central Butte. But then Wednesday of this week, the weird Wednesday games. Craig.
The old hump day game.
Craig goes in to Central Butte, riding high, and Craig shades him 6-5. Now, you got a couple of, you had some boots on the ground there, Millsy. Somebody made the trek out to Central Butte. You got a couple of notes from that game. Some guys weren't dressed, some goalies weren't dressed.
I do. I heard that Blair Jones and Mike Reach did not make the trip into Butte country for Craig. So that's even a bigger win. A couple of top-end guys there that they didn't go, but obviously bounded together and pulled out a win.
Central Butte played their backup tender, am I hearing correctly?
Correct. That's what I heard too. Yes. Yes. Give the starter a night off and come away with a loss after a couple of big wins.
So I was told that Mike Erlandson, am I saying that right? Mike Erlandson? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyway, I heard he ran a nice spread power play that Butte couldn't contain. That's what I was told. So the fellas in Craig, they're, you know what? They're kind of like the Leafs today, right? They're planning the parade right now. All the texts we were getting today.
I also seen if you guys checked out the Craig Twitter feed, they took a little cash out of the local VLTs as well.
Oh, nice.
Big Wednesday slapper win too.
Yeah.
Not good for the boys from Craig. Yeah. They're keeping it interesting. And then Central Butte backed up. But let's not discount the fact that Central Butte, three huge wins, actually. Kyle, Davidson, and Keniston. So
were those all at home?
Davidson was in Davidson.
Oh, wow.
Davidson was in Davidson. While we're on the Western sales, Sask Valley Hockey League, Western Sales, your John Deere dealer, spread all throughout the Sask Valley. We got Elrose, Central Butte, Davidson, Rosetown, Outlook, and I might be missing one, is bigger. And there's something coming up this week in the Western Sales Sask Valley Hockey League. Loreburn and Craig go at it. Kyle Delisle, Eston Keniston, Outlook, Central Butte. Nothing really super sexy there. Maybe that Loreburn Craig game can be surprising. Saturday, Davidson gets a chance at Central Butte again in Central Butte. This could be a nice play now. This would be an interesting bet, right?
What the spread would be on that?
Central Butte at home on a Saturday. Davidson, are they going to bring all their guys? We're starting to get into provincial season. Yeah, so that's a big one Saturday in Central Butte. Will be interesting to see. And then in Craig Saturday night, Keniston in town. So Keniston looking for revenge after the Central Butte meeting and moving up. So yeah, Craig and Keniston, that'll be a good one as well. That is your Sask Valley update for Western Sales, John Deere dealers. If you're buying green, please support Western Sales. Big supporters of the pod. Where do we want? What league do we want to go next? Belts, why don't you take one?
You want me to take the Q or the Mud? You guys pick.
Mud. It's mudded up.
Going out to the Mud. The Mud. Pretty boring out there. But Shaughnavan did lose in overtime last week. So Gull Lake stands alone.
Oh.
Alone at the top.
By how many points?
Just by one. They actually beat Cabrie last week. Eight nothing. It was a tough week for the fellows out there. But Maple Creek, your boys,
yeah,
they shaded Shaughnavan. They're the ones shaded them 4-3. Gabriel beats leader back on Saturday 7-2. Well, they got one game this Friday. Etonia's taking on leader, and then a couple games this week. And I think Shaughnavan is in Cabrie, I believe, and your boys from the Creek are in leader. There's only a couple weekends left, weekends left after this weekend in the Mud, and she's all wrapped up. And it's going to be interesting to see if Gull Lake can hold on to that top spot, because you get that bye, right? Everybody makes the playoffs in the Mud, so you get that bye.
Any word on any of those guys going to play provincials? That it'd be a long haul. Maybe if the Kindersley would be close. Etonia is not going. Like any word?
None of them are. It's pretty quiet. I was just making a comment not to be on the mud, but they're kind of like Div 5 this year, right? It's pretty quiet out there. So
yeah.
Don't know. Haven't heard much about it. The boys are keeping their cards close to their vest chest out there. Haven't heard a whole lot. Millsy, have you heard anything about that way?
Absolutely nothing out that way, fellas. That's a quiet.
Been quiet. Boys just, you know, they go to work. They go out, go to the co-op there in Cabri, go play a little bit. You know, that's it.
Maybe some big charters out of Great Falls. Everyone's like, we're not booking anything. We're going south.
Yeah.
Some really good deals. We're hopping Allegiant. We're going south. Okay, let's go to the Sask West Hockey League. Not much there. The Wilkie Outlaws, the number one team in the province last week, continued their winning ways 6-2 over Kindersley. Brett Bain. What's that?
And 6-1 over Macklin on Friday night.
Yeah, 6-1 over Macklin, 6-2 over Kindersley. Brock Harrison, 38 points. Brett Bame, 35. Rick Say, 32. Absolute wags over there.
The fourth one, Rory Gregoire from the Outlaws as well with 30 points.
Yeah,
so top four scorers.
Outlaws are definitely the class of the Sask West Hockey League. Millsy, you said you had some Long Lake business?
Just a little bit of upcoming, a big one Friday night, Wynyards in Drake and Watrous in Foam Lake. Watrous 6 points behind Foam Lake for second.
Foam Lake's coming off a loss there, aren't they?
Yes, last week. Who did they lose to?
It was someone weird. Yeah, no, but I don't know what to think on some of these teams in the Long Lake Hockey League. Watrous, it's like the Seinfeld episode. They're two-faced. I don't know what the hell to believe in this league. And then Foam Lake, we're high on Foam Lake. We're buying Foam Lake stock. And then they go and lose to, who was it? Well, they beat Leroy 7-6. But they lost to Drake on Friday, January 12th, 7-4. That's the one. They lost to Drake 7-4. So I'm just going to go and check who was all in suiting up in that game. If it looks like everybody had everybody. Well, the Zadnarodniak was playing for Foam Lake. Not a bad old Ryland.
The standings, like Wadena's comfortably in first at 26 points. Foam Lake comfortably in second at 21. And then Watrous Wynyard tied for third at 15. Drake at 10, Lanigan at 9, and Leroy at 7 points. So there's quite a disparity of points amongst nobody's really close to anybody after those top two.
And that league winds up. There was a bunch of postponements, right? So they're going. It wraps up on January 30th as far as league play, though. So we'll get to a couple of those teams coming up in the top 10. Twin Rivers, 2020 Twin up north. This is another league. You can't pick. If playnow.com, the official sports book of the Monday Nooner, stays in Saskatchewan. Nooner's the code. $10 and gets you 50 in the sports book and 50 casino, $10 minimum. Got to be 19 years of age or older and always play responsible. Or what's the line, Shane?
Always use your game sense.
Yes, and play responsible.
And play responsible.
Semantics. Both. In the Twin. Yeah. Dalmany, Shades Rostern, Bruno beats Hag. And I really thought Willow Cree and Birch Hills were turning the corner. Willow Cree did win 5-1 over Hag last week, but then Birch Hills goes and lose to Bruno 6-5. So, like, big plug, and we're looking at that one for Bruno, leading the way for them. Josh Roberts, a nice 3-goal game. And then Damon Vanderlinde, 3 assists. Sorry, Damon, if it's just Vanderlinde. But yeah, so Bruno surprising them. This is anybody's league. Not anybody's, but there's a lot of teams that can compete because in the East Division, you got Birch Hills with Allen on their heels, and then Willow Cree's tops in the West, but Rostern's right there. And then don't sleep on Dalmany, the Kachinas. The Twin, really, really, really interesting out there. Okay, Shane, not a Q time?
We're going to go to the Q.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Hodge is in first place in the, what division did they call that? The Wood River division. Assiniboia is 7. If they got 2 losses, they're in second. They're 5 points behind Hodge. Cornac's leading the Sioux division. They've really come on here. They're 10-3. They got 20 points. Radville's in second with 15. So it's coming down to the crunch time down at the end of the year down here too. And you know, one team that's playing a lot better is Gravelberg. Never thought I'd say that. But Husky, the Hodgeville only beat them 4-2 last weekend. This Friday, some good games coming up. This one I really like. Hodgeville is in Assiniboia. That's going to be the biggest game of the weekend down there. Hodgeville visits Glentworth on Saturday. The Wheat Kings from Yellowgrass, they're in Cornac on Saturday. Avonlea visits Yellowgrass on Friday, and Glentworth's down in Gravelberg.
When's that Hodgeville Assiniboia? So, that's a Friday game then? That's tomorrow? That's tonight?
That is tonight. Yes. Ah. Hodgeville and in Assiniboia. So big, that's a big game, right? That's a 4-point game, right? So I think Hodgeville gets that one done. You got to think they might have first place in that division wrapped up going into the final couple weekends here. So big weekend in the queue, Div 3 style.
A little bit different, eh? The old Nauticue this year. Not that...
It is. Nobody's running away with it. What I will say though, if you're on the website at all, that like the Hall brothers, they're back up there and scoring. They're in the top four, so they're still buzzing. They still got some oomph. I'm gonna say in Assiniboia that Spencer Bushell still in the top three for goalies in the league as well. So, but it's been nice seeing a little bit. I'm guessing there's some younger guys coming out to play. And a little bit more spread out in the league this year. It's been a lot better. I've talked to a lot of guys say the hockey's a lot better this year, so it's good.
You know, Div 3 up north, the Saskatchewan Prairie Hockey League, touching on that, that's been a lot better this year as well because we saw Meota lost a game earlier, right before Christmas. Then Meota almost loses to Turtleford last Friday. Turtleford gives them all they can handle in a 5-4 game. Big plug to Austin McDonald. 2 goals for Turtleford, and Karsten McDonald had 1-1. The brothers McDonald, popular up there. Connor Neve for Meota had 2 assists. But then Radisson's the team that beat Meota. We put them in honorable mention. We're big Radisson guys. We think they look good in their gear. They beat Maidstone 5-2 on Saturday, but then Glaslyn, talk about pesky. Glaslyn's like a cold sore that just won't go away sometimes. They just keep battling. Kyle Fiddler, dad was a big roofer. 1 goal, 2 assists for Glaslyn. They're getting it done. Dustin, oh, here's a tough name. Bezugli, Dustin Bezugli for Radisson. If I hacked that up, sorry, Dustin. You look beauty, though. 2 goals for Radisson. I love the Sask Prairie this year. It's anybody's. The standing still has Meota up top with 20 points, but Neilberg nipping at their heels with 18. Then Turtleford, Battleford, Beaver, Blues. Radisson's beaten teams. Glaslyn's beaten teams. You never know what's going to happen. Purdue's going provincials. Maybe Purdue picked up all the Sask Prairie guys. Could look at their roster, but it still wouldn't help me all that much. So yeah, that's the Sask Prairie. Sask Alta, quickly. There wasn't a lot this past weekend, fellas.
No, I'm just looking at that for you, Barney. I got like Wainwright sitting at the top at 11-2.
But P. Hill.
Paradise Hill coming on at 10-2. Lashburn at 9-3.
And then last weekend there wasn't a lot of action.
No, and this week there's kind of some top teams, according to the standings, some top teams versus some bottom teams here on Friday. Meadow Lakes playing Vermilion. Meadow Lakes 5-5. Vermilion's 4-9. So there's the only battle. Paradise Hill is playing Elk Point. Paradise Hill at 10-2 and Elk Point at 2-10. And Lashburn and Kitscotty. Lashburn sitting at 9-3 and Kitscotty winless on the season to date. Two ties.
Boz isn't here, but he is huge. He's got tons of stock on P. Hill. He says that P. Hill is the class of the Sask Alta. I'm a big Wainwright guy. Always been a Wainwright guy. Nice toque, nice hat combo and Wainwright. So, okay, that's the Sask Alta. Let's keep jumping along here. anybody chime in. We've done the Valley, Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey
League. UVHL, yeah.
So this is the league that you are in, Josh, Friday night, as your Spitz got shaded by the South. Did you get any points that game?
I did not, my friend.
That's
held
that's
off right, the score though. Sheet.
Hey, all right, 47 years old, you're out there. How about these Raymore freaking Rockets?
Well, that's what I noticed when I first looked at this stats and that. They this is a stat for you. They haven't lost since November 19th to Grenfell was their last loss. 9 in a row, fellas.
Ooh.
They are on a heater.
Boys are buzzing.
I think it had something to do when I got absolutely hammered with them after that game in Balgonie. No, but like I don't know. Like, do we believe in Raymore here all the way? Or are they like the Dallas Cowboys of the senior hockey loop?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. But they got the two top end guys at the Sully, Arthur Miller and Chase Sayre, who I think are 1-3 in the scoring. Yeah, doing their thing right now. Whatever they're doing out there, it's working.
You know who's another team to watch here? And Shane, you were talking about this, Last Mountain Distillery style. Always Last Mountain season. Can't wait to crush some gins this weekend. Last Mountain does make some of the best gin in Canada. I'm telling you that right now because I drink a lot of gin. But Lumsden, hey, Shane?
Yep.
They played Holdfast, beat up on Bethune 8-4. But we're hearing lots of rumblings about Lumsden, not only league, but provincials.
They're ready to buzz, and I heard they got a great squad out there for provincials, especially. Millsy, have you heard of any guys they've picked up?
Well, they added
Regina Beach style.
Yeah, well, from the start of the year and the little commotion that was going on to start that, here Jake Hirschbink, who they've had on their roster off and on up till the 10th, just with adding, because the queue has that rule where you can
right.
add in and out and whatever. So all of a sudden, an import wasn't making it. They added Hirschbink. He played that night and then took him off because so-and-so could make it the next night. So he's been on and off their roster, but I see he's on their provincial roster. So that's an interesting one that I thought.
And they obviously have to be careful because they know the guy that ratted him out in his old Cutlass got winter tires. So he'll be buzzing. They can't get away with anything. So they got to be careful. They got to run a real tight roster out there.
Checked him into the Bullier Co-op. Who bought winter tires for an 89 Cutlass this winter?
Someone's getting shanked.
Those are the tracks. No, but
so
then
big game. Sorry, Barn. I just say big game coming up Friday night. Just talking about the heat of the Raymore Rockets are on. They're in Lumsden.
Yeah.
What's a big night. Game? That'd be a good game to go to.
That's tonight.
Oh, that is tonight.
Yes.
I will be in where will I be? No. I'll be in where am I going?
Stranraer.
No. I can't remember where we're going. I'll be at a U9 half ice tournament buzzing.
God. Half ice hockey.
So painful.
Yeah, that game in Lumsden, Raymore in Lumsden, 8:30 puck drop tonight. That could be the game of the week right there. Not to sleep on any of the other ones, but I really like that. Okay, that's a good one. It's the Valley. Sask East quickly there. Again, a weekend that didn't have a lot of action as far as the top teams playing anybody. We kind of went through what was going on. Rokenville beat Theodore. Swan doubled up Cote 10-5, Langeberg. But yeah, Kenora hammered Ituna. Kudos to everything that Ituna is doing, staying in the league, playing hard and all that thing, playing out of Kelleher, 12-2. So, and then this weekend, again, Kenora is not really, you know, they got Cote, not really tested. Sunday, we got Churchbridge and Theodore. So yeah, the Sask East, not giving us a lot of games to really judge anyone on. I'm going to put you guys on the spot here. Anything out of the Wheatland? Before we get you, while you guys dig up the Wheatland, let's give a plug here to Great Western Brewing. The beer deal, want to mention, or maybe I'll mention it in the next show. We did get some messages this week. Teams saying, can we still get in on the beer deal? Can we still get in on the beer? Yes, you can get in on the beer deal all year long. If it's your ball team, your hockey, your church, your whatever, your weddings,
you can dances, guzzle.
Cabarets. Perfect. Get in on the beer deal. Message us. Message us. Drop in on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We'll get you in touch with the right rep. And then, yeah, you'll start getting the kickbacks from Great Western Brewing and our friends there. Oh, and then Last Mountain Distillery, mentioned them. Always support them. They're going to have a nice little prize pack for a bracket challenge. Yep. People talking about the bracket challenge. Shane and I are a bit on the dark with Brandon down in the in Nevada. We think that bracket challenge is going to be released any day. And we got a nice prize pack of Nooner gear. We got liquor. And we got the fishing. Talk about the fishing. Who's the fishing for?
For G&S Marina out of Rowan's Ravine. Donna, Rob Schultz out there. They own the marina out there. Great. They do lots of hunting, guiding, fishing, guiding, all that stuff. Boat rentals, cabin. They got small little cabins. You can stay there when you're going fishing and hunting there. So it's awesome. And yeah, great, great company, great people. And yeah, support them, local company as well.
And who else is sponsoring the bracket challenge? We got GB Construction, Al Batters, obviously. The weapons there, always moving earth.
Yeah.
What a company that'd be to work for.
So good. Yeah. And yeah, we go back into Regina. We got Crazy Charlie's Building Supplies. Local company, right? They pride themselves on service. You know, I know Cam and the fellas there, they really do a lot of garage packages, sheds, stuff like that. He always tells me they got the best priced composite decking in the city right now. I think it's $1,960 for a 12-foot piece of composite decking. So give them a shout. I've used it in some places, and it's good stuff. Works great. And yeah, very economical. So Crazy Charlie's Building Supplies, give Cam Jones and the fellas down there a call. Give them a shout. They can take care of whatever you need building. And who else do we got?
Grain Bin Direct. Now, the problem is young Brandon has the read for Grain Bins Direct, but he read it last week, and we'll get back into it next week. Grain Bin Direct out of Saskatoon, and the owner/manager, I think, he's played a lot of senior hockey. Devin, yep. Is that his name? Yep.
Devin Spencer. Yeah.
Devin Spencer. Grain Bins Direct, we're going to be giving them a lot of love. The bracket challenge is coming. You're gonna have to get in on it. Make it quick. I don't know if this January 20th, the first game, Mooseman and Balcaris. It's gonna be like, you know, those NHL pools when it starts. Like, yeah, a few games have started. It's okay though, right? One game.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a leg up. It's good.
One game's not gonna matter. And we're talking about getting a trophy. We gotta give someone a nice trophy for winning this.
The Nooner trophy.
It takes a lot. Okay, Wheatland Hockey League, Sweetland. What do we got? Oh yeah. Not a lot.
Tisdale's still the class of the league there at 9-1, right? I don't like St. Brew, Lake Lenoir. You got there, Jansen in third. Jansen Jetson provincials for the first time that I can ever remember. Barney, how about you guys?
Yeah, I know. I don't barely remember Jansen in leagues, let alone provincials.
Yeah. And then Knysna, Porcupine Plain, who gets the tough test of facing Wilkie in the first round.
Yeah, so it looks like Tisdale's, you know, the class of the league. And like you said, Lake Lenoir, St. Brew this weekend in that league. Tisdale-Jansen, that's an interesting game. They go at it on Saturday in Nokomis, 8 p.m. So we'll keep our eyes on the Wheatlands, see what's happening there and who's doing what. All right, last league, boys, the big sexy down south, the working man's league. And we kind of mentioned it early on. Let's not recap last weekend. Let's look ahead, right? Like a good counselor would say.
Forward looking.
Don't look behind, look ahead. But what about all the shit that happened? No, you got to look ahead.
Don't worry about it.
Friday, tonight, 8 p.m., the Redvers Rec Center. Mooseman and Redvers, two teams bound for provincials, the top two teams in the league. The Rockets are 4 points back of Mooseman for first in the league. A day to rest. Are we resting guys here for Mooseman playing the next day against Balcaris?
That's a good point. And they're on the road. How far is Mooseman to Redvers? Big kilometer guy there, Millsy.
No, couldn't tell you, buddy, right now. Sorry.
Alexa, how far is Mooseman, Saskatchewan to Redvers, Saskatchewan?
From CanadaCrossroads.com. It is about 368 kilometers from Saskatoon and is jointly administered by the
Alexa, hang up, Alexa.
Yeah. Zip it.
That's Alexa's first and last time.
She got the call Monday up. Nooner. She got the call up, and it didn't work out for her.
Yeah, no, but just in that league, that is the game coming up tonight.
If 3 hours, 291 minutes, 291 kilometers, so 3 hours.
Really?
That's how far they are away. That's what it says. This is in the playbook here.
Red versus Tomusman?
Oh, sorry.
No, 40 minutes, 65 kilometers.
There we go. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Wow, did we butcher that? Are we people going to be rolling their eyes?
You're right. Sorry. 40 minutes.
You better
edit that piece. So is anyone resting, though? That's such a short little jaunt. Are the boys going a few roadies on the way home to relax?
I think Mooseman's resting, guys.
And it's like a pregame skate, maybe.
I'm saying they're playing, but maybe not full ice time in the third period.
Redvers is not going to take it like a freaking pregame skate. That's the problem.
No, I know. I know. But if Mooseman can get up or down on either side of that, maybe guys sit
Bud,
the second half.
Bud, don't even bring your gear to the rink.
Yeah.
Stay at home Friday night.
Get a massage.
Take the missus for a steak at the Red Barn or whatever it's called. Yeah, so that's the big, sexy, the Working Man's League. All right, let's get to the top 10, fellas, for General Well Servicing. Like we said, always hiring in southeastern Saskatchewan. Quickly going to run through last weekend. The honorable mentions, Hodgeville, Radisson, and Tisdale. In number 10 was Raymore. Number 9, Kenora. 8 was Paradise Hill. 7, Foam Lake. 6, Milestone. 5, Davidson. 4, Mooseman. 3, Keniston, 2, Wadena, and number 1 team in the province, the Wilkie Outlaws. Let's fire it up this weekend and this week. Shane, you go with the honorable mentions.
We're up the HMs. We're going to head down to the Q. We got to give Cornac a little love, boys. They've been playing well. They're 10-3. Cornac, we're giving them a shout out. Rock City, Audie's boys out there, we're going to give them a rip too. And obviously these guys, we got to give them some love. Not knocking off Butte on a Wednesday night with a heater apparently at the Vilts in Butte, the Crake Warriors.
All right, into the top 10. Millsy, do you have it there?
I do.
Okay, you go at number 10, my man.
At number 10, from the Sask Valley, the Blizz. Keniston Blizzard.
Number 9, staying in the same spot they were last week because they didn't really have any competition, but they're a good hockey team from the Sask East. Kenora.
Coming in at number 8, the Red Burst Rockets.
Ooh, big game tonight. Big game tonight.
Coming in at number 7, the aforementioned, took off a couple of top teams, the Central Butte Flyers.
Holy frick, are they going to be partying in Central Butte tonight? Number 6, don't sleep on these guys. They're good. They got a deep roster from the Coffell Valley Highway Hockey League, the Lumsden Monarchs.
Coming in at number 5, this is Boz's group, right? Boz loves these guys, you were saying?
Yeah.
The P Hill Hawks.
In at number 4, I am an alumni of this one. Again, out in Raymore, the Rockets.
You said before, earlier in the show, Millsy, 9-game heater they've been on.
9 in a row.
Wow.
Middle of November, I think, was the last loss.
It's impressive.
Number 3, we've talked a lot about them today. We like them. They're a good hockey team. The Mooseman Rangers. Rest guys tonight. Be smart.
Number 2. Boz is one of Boz's old flames. Still loves them. From the Creamery, the Wadena Wagons.
And coming in at number 1, not moving from last week, my hometown, from the Sask West, the Wilkie Outlaws.
Wow. They didn't get cursed, eh? They didn't have the Nooner curse. It's been broken.
Yeah, they might be the only one in the last little while it has.
Right.
Veterans, veteran experience. Veterans. Boys, don't worry about it.
Don't listen to the show, fellas. Yeah. Don't listen to it.
Head down, get things done. That is the General Wealth Servicing Top 10. Hey, before we go, boys, got a message here about the Brennanbury Cougars. Long history there. So a lot of these guys aren't playing senior. They just fired up the team for provincials. I love everything they're doing here. A couple of big names, Taylor Thompson, Landon Cochran, Tom's cousin, and Colby Entz. So Brennanbury.
Tyler's cousin.
What do you know about these guys from back in the day, Millsy? I don't know much about Brennanbury. Remember them in some of the leagues, but.
Yeah, I never came across them anytime in my hay time playing provincials or anything. So I don't have a lot to comment on that, buddy.
We were hoping that Donnie St. Marie's, Buffy's cousin, was going to join us to talk about this tonight. But they got a tough one, though, right? They got Davidson in round number.
That's tough.
Yeah. And then a lot of them are retired. Some have been retired for a couple of years. Some have been retired for 10 years.
And who has the home ice there?
Hey, I'll tell you, fellas, while you're looking that up, that's a tough one after a couple of years of being off.
Oh, man.
From playing some competitive hockey.
And it's tough rolling into the AGT Center, be honest. But the nice thing is, when it's over, you can rip across the highway and grab an A&W teen burger.
Extra onions.
There's something about the extra onions in Davidson.
We got through this without Brandon. Hopefully everything goes. Have a great weekend of senior hockey. We'll be back next weekend.
Later.
Hi, fellas. Thank you.